I'm joined in the studio now by Jay Anderson of our news department and Michael Monroe.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, let's set the stage. Great Expectations School has been awarded a Minnesota State Arts Board Arts and Education Grant, which will allow performing artist you, Michael Monroe, the opportunity to work with students in a week-long residency, and that begins the 2nd of May. That's right around the corner. So tell me about this.
Oh, it's great fun. I've done it, for the last 12 years I've been doing residencies with grade schools and high schools, and last week was with a college. Yeah, just working, playing with music, and it's a very fun chance to, in a fairly unstructured, almost chaotic way, let the kids just fly with their creativity. And sometimes it scares teachers, but for the most part, they get to just jump out with these ideas, and they have tons of them. Because one of the questions I ask is, how many of you just make up songs when you're walking around? And I don't know if you remember, but a lot of us, when we were kids, we'd, you know, just be singing while you're playing in the mud and just making up songs. And for some reason, we stopped doing that, maybe because we hear what we think is real music. In fact, that was one of the questions I got from a student was, do you know any real singers? And I was dumbfounded for a moment, and then I said, well, do you sing? And she says, yes. And I said, well, aren't you a real singer then? And I'm just trying to bring that out in kids, that it's not just what you hear on the radio. It's not just what you've thought is supposed to be music. So some of the creations we come up with are not your typical verse chorus song. Sometimes it's just...
Well, these are original. The kids are going to do their own work.
They're going to write, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to kind of facilitate.
Now, you're going to work with two groups, the Fawns and the Wolves.
Yep.
And do you know their ages?
Is it third and fourth grade, I believe? Second and third?
Yeah. So they're pretty young.
Very young.
Okay. So they should be pretty uninhibited.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you do is you do a lot of overdubbing and looping and this kind of thing. Okay. So it says here in the information that I hold in my hand that you're going to use that looping device that recycles notes. Explain that to me.
Well, it's the looping device I use allows me in a live performance to layer sounds as I go. So I can put down a guitar part as I'm singing the song, like I'll get the chorus of the guitar part, or on a repetitive song, I'll get 8 bars of music going, just layering piece by piece. I've got a guitar synthesizer, so I can play the drums on the guitar, bass, and so forth. And so we may use that tool just to kind of get them going just creating something like clapping and then making another funny sound and then just singing a silly line, just to kind of get them going with the creativity. I'm mostly going to use that just as an icebreaker because I want them to go a little deeper into songwriting really create something during the week.
So they're going to actually write these things down and then perform? Well, you're going to perform them.
Yeah, well, we're going to at least play the recording of it at the show at Betsy Bones. If I can get the kids to perform live on stage, then we'll do it.
I have to ask about the concept of recycling notes. Who came up with that one?
Deborah.
Nice. Love that phrase.
Yeah, we use it on Earth Day a lot. I hate to let a good note go to waste.
So if the kids show up or you show up with the recording, that'll be on the 5th of May, and that's at the upstairs at the old playhouse.
Yeah, we'll show up, and we'll either show off what the kids have created in recording, because I'm actually bringing my studio into the school. So we're going to record. The way I write is not like writing down notes, but by actually recording what we've come up with. So we'll write down lyrics, and we'll experiment with sounds and layer them in a studio format, a slightly different than the looping format.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say you're going to bring your studio in, are you going to like plug it in, or are you going to use the solar?
I know the solar stays at the house.
Okay, because you can never tell, can you?
No, I used to actually bring my solar trailer out to locations to show that off, but education around that has been pretty extensive over the last 15 years. And when I started doing it, people were astonished by the fact that I had solar power running my stuff. But, you know, now there's solar power everywhere, mm-hmm. and people are getting the idea that it's very viable. So my work is done.
Do you have any kind of a theme set out, or are you just going to let this free flow?
It's going to be theirs, yeah. It's a little scary walking into it, because even from when I'm writing for myself, I go, what am I going to write about? And it's a bit of a mystery, and then it just happens, and creativity just happens. And that's my job, is to open that door and just let it fly. And we all kind of come to a consensus as to where we're going with it.
Well, you've worked with kids before, as you said. Have you worked with kids this little?
Yeah.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I have.
What's the most fun group?
Oh, man. They're all fun, but the littler kids are a lot of fun. I worked with the local grade school, too, a few years ago, and we did some songwriting together,
too. Sawtooth, yeah.
Yeah, it was very fun, too. I was in the grocery store picking up groceries last week on the way to the Roadhouse on Friday, in fact. And I'm checking out, and the boy that was bagging said, you came to our school in Grand Marais, and we did songwriting together. It was really cool. So I was very encouraged that he remembered it and that he liked it, and that it does have an impact. And I know for me, when I was in school, having someone come in kind of from left field with an idea or an approach to life or to music was inspiring. And mm-hmm. so I don't think of myself as much as a teacher as a kind of just jumping in and showing them what can be done.
Well, the State Arts Board, you're on their roster artist yeah. list. You've been there for since 2000.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of this work, and quite a number of names popped to mind. Another musician like Charlie McGuire does this constantly.
Yes.
So it's not anything new to the State Arts Board. And what you just said about bringing in somebody from left field into that structured situation is really eye-opening, and of course the folks down at the state know that. What I want to know before I let you go is, what's this about a digital billboard?
Oh, when I was doing the residency for Lake Superior College mm-hmm. in Duluth, it was so funny because we were driving up and Deb didn't tell me this. She saw Taylor Swift or somebody on a billboard, and she says, I want to see Michael on a billboard. Wow, I want to see Michael on a billboard. So we're driving up to Superior College for the residency, and they've got a digital billboard that shifts from. So I was right next to Lady Gaga. She came up first, and then this big picture of me, giant digital picture of me, comes up advertising the concert that was open to the public.
That's great, because I always think of you two in the same.
Yeah, you know, yeah. The you flaming guitars, flaming piano. Yeah, yeah.
So I rode into the concert on an egg and
nice.
And showed off my new style.
That's it for you, Monroe. We've been talking with Grand Marais musician Michael Monroe, who's going to spend what I am sure is going to be a terrific week with Kids at Great Expectations starting the 2nd of May. And we hope to get a report back from you on how that went, and kids too.
Yeah, I'd love to bring the song or songs in, and we'll play them.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Cool.